Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the last line of the page. Tani Avimi Berei D'Rabbi Yavahu. Avimi Berei D'Rabbi Yavahu taught, Yesh Ma'achil La'aviv Pasyuni V'Tardo Min Ha'olam. Sometimes a person can feed his father the most delicious delicacies in the world, and he's going to be punished for it because he's doing something not nice. What is this pisuni delicacy? So Rashi says, "Of chashuv, a very chashva kind of a bird, v'shamein, and it's fatty meat, min slav, a kind of slav." Where do you know slav from? In the midbar, yes. So v'yesh matchino bereichaim, and sometimes a son can have his father grind in the mill, which is very difficult labor. Umaviyah l'chay olam haba. And having his father do that brings the kid to chay olam haba. Meaning you cannot judge whether a son is doing proper kibur aveim by just looking at the activities that he's doing with his father. You have to know the backstory behind it. In fact, if you look at Rashi, on the third line of Rashi, on Lamed Aleph Beis, Ubegemaris Yerushalmi Garas Maisa Bishneihem. The Yerushalmi fills in the story, tells us there's a story about both of these activities. Number one, Maisa Be'echot Shayimach Lav Pasuni. There was a guy that was feeding his father this delicious delicacy. Pam Achas Amar Lo Aviv, Me'ayin Lach Kol Eila. One time his father said to him, "Hey, where do you get all of this, son?" Amar Lo Saba, Ma'echbat Lach. And the son said, "Old man, why do you care? Tchon ve'chol, just grind and eat." Meaning chew on it and eat it. Kolomer la'os ve'chol, chew and eat. Hareu shekashalo. So that obviously showed the father that he didn't enjoy being mechabit him in this way. And then Rashi continues, v'shov ma'isa be'echad. There was another story, shayatochen bereichayim. He was grinding in the mill. Vayilo av zaken, and he had an elderly father. V'shalach ha-melech b'shvil aviv lavo la'avodas ha-melech. And the king had summoned the father to come work for the king, which could be never-ending. Amar lo b'no, Abba t'chon, v'ani elech tachtech la'avodas ha-melech. The son said to him, "Abba, you grind in the mill, and I'll go work for the king." She'ein la kitzva, because work for the king, there's no set amount. It could go forever and ever. It's much worse than grinding on your own, in the mill on your own terms. So there are the two stories, says Rashi, of exactly what the Gemara is trying to illustrate. That sometimes you could do something that looks so nice and so generous to your father, and really you're being mean. And sometimes you could do something that looks so mean, making a father work in the mill, and really you're being so generous by saving him from a much worse situation. Back in the Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Avohu, Kigon Avimi Bari, Kie Mitzvah's Kibud. My son Avimi, someone like my son Avimi, that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud. That's the ultimate in Kibud Aveim. Chamisha Bini Samchi, Havale Avimi B'chai Aviv. There were five sons who all had smicha that Avimi had while his father was still alive. So, again, keep in mind the family tree over here. Rabbi Avohu was the grandfather, Avimi was the father, and then there were five sons who were all wonderful. V'chiyava asa Rabbi Avohu kari abava. When Rabbi Avohu, the Zaydi, would come knocking at the door, so you'd think, let one of the grandkids get the door, let them go, go greet the grandfather. But no, Rayit va'azil, Avimi himself would run and go upasachle to open the door for him. Va'amar in, and already from the other side of the door he was screaming, I'm coming, yeah, I'm coming. Adamatai hasam, until he got to the door. Meaning he didn't just walk slowly to the door. He made sure that his father wouldn't have to have even that moment of doubt. Is anyone home? Are they going to get the door? He would already scream from the inside, coming, and until he got to the door. Yom echad amrle ashkiyan maya. One day Rabbi Avohu asked his son Avimi, "Can you get me some water to drink?" Ada aisile nimnem. By the time Avimi came with the water, Rabbi Avohu was already, he had fallen asleep. He must have been an old man, and he fell asleep. Gachin koi ale adi itar. So Avimi sat there, stood there, bending over with the cup of water, waiting until his father woke up, until Rabbi Avohu woke up. Istayeya milsei, the zchus of that mitzvah helped him a great deal. Vidarash Avimi mizmor la'asif. While standing there, he was able to figure out how to darshan the mizmor of Tehillim of mizmor la'asif. So that was the zchus of that. He was able to figure out mizmor la'asif. What's so hard about mizmor la'asif that he had to figure it out? So Rashi tells us, istayeya milsei. Look at Rashi. Ba'odo gachin lefanav. While he was still leaning in front of him, shehaven b'medrash. Mizmor echad shebesefer Tehillim, that he was able to understand a certain chapter of Tehillim shelo hayamevin bo kodem lachem l'darsho, that he never understood how to darshan it properly, and now he understood how to darshan it. And then Rashi says, unbelievable. V'yesh mefarshim, and some say shemikra zel vado darash, that it was specifically this pasuk alone. It wasn't even the whole chapter. It was just those words, mizmor la'asaf, that he was able to darshan. Why? What was so difficult about darshaning it? Mizmor la'asaf elukim bo goyim benachlaseich is the pasuk. So it's about how the goyim came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. What would you call a chapter about how the goyim came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Would you call that a mizmor? What does a mizmor mean? A song. Do you sing about that? You know what you should call that? A kina. A woe, wailing, crying. So, kina la'asaf mi bayalei. It should have said kina la'asaf, not mizmor la'asaf. V'darash kach. And he darshaned it as follows. Very important yesod. She'amar asaf shira al shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamaso be'etzim va'avanim, that Asaf sang a shira about how Hashem took out his anger on stones and wood shebebeso of his house of the Beis HaMikdash, and by doing that umitoch kach, because of that hosir pleito b'Yisrael, the Jewish people were able to escape, they were able to survive shel molei kach, because had that not happened, had God not taken out his rage on the building of the Beis HaMikdash, lo nishtayer misone Yisrael sorit, no remnant of the Jewish people would have been left. V'kein hu omer, kol Hashem es chamaso v'yatzas eish b'tzion, that Hashem allowed his anger to come out and had a fire destroy Tzion. So that's why he darshened Mizmor La, that's how he darshened Mizmor La Tzav. Main point number one, Avimi would personally greet his father and would wait with a drink until his father woke up, so he was able to darshan Mizmor La'asaf. Amar Leih Rav, we'll repeat it afterwards. Amar Leih Rav Yaakov Baravua La'abaye. Rav Yaakov Baravua said Abaye, Kigona Na, Da'ad Asinu Mibay Rav, Abba Madli Li Kasa. Someone like me, Kigona Na, someone like me, that by the time I come back from the Bay Rav, what's the Bay Rav? The Beis Medrash. My father has already poured me a kos, V'ima Mazgali, and my mother has diluted the kos for me. Hey Chiyavid, what am I supposed to do? My parents are constantly serving me. How do I deal with that? Amar Leih, me'imcha kabil, u'me'avucha lo tkabel. You should accept the service from your mother, but not from your father. Why? Because you don't have to respect your mother as much as your father? No, no, no. Dikiva de bar toru hu chol shadaite. Since your father is someone who learns Torah, and teaches Torah, so it's likely that somewhere deep down he's feeling... He's feeling upset over the fact and deflated over the fact that you are that you're accepting this from him. Your mom is happy to do it for you. It's actually your greatest. She's so excited that you're to serve you dinner or whatever. Your dad, not so much. So you shouldn't accept it from your father. You should accept it from your mother. Rabbi Tarfon Havalei Ahi Ima. Rabbi Tarfon had a mother. To call Emas Tavas Baya Lemesek Lepuria. Anytime the mother wanted to get up on the bed, Gachin Vesalikla, he would bend down so she can climb on him. The call Emas, the bed was apparently too high for her to go directly. The call Emas Dava Nachis, and whenever she wanted to come down from the bed, Nachta Ilave, she would step down on him. So he went and he started bragging in the Beis Medrash about how great his kibbutz of aim is. Look what I do. I'm a footstool for my mother. Amrile, they said to him, Adayin lo igata l'chatzi kibbutz. You're not even halfway there to the level of kibbutz that you need to have. Klum zarka arniki b'fanecha liyam v'lo ichlamta. Did she ever throw your wallet into the ocean for no good reason and you not get upset at her? Did she ever do something so maddening and so ridiculous and so destructive to you and you not get upset at her? When she does that, come back and we'll talk how good you are at keeping up. Until then, you haven't gotten anywhere. Rav Yosef, ki avashama kol kara di'ime. When Rav Yosef would hear the footsteps of his mother, the kol is the voice of kara, of the feet. What are the voice of the feet? The footsteps. When he would hear his mother's footsteps, Amar eko mekami shchina da'asya. He would say, I better get up for the shchina. Why would Rav Yosef talk about hearing the footsteps? Why not just when he saw his mother? Because he was blind, exactly. Rabbi Yochanan Ashri Mishalochaman. Rabbi Yochanan says the most fortunate one is one who never saw his parents, who never met his parents, because it's so difficult to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim properly. Rabbi Yochanan said this almost as like a self-consoling statement, because Kibarto Imo, as soon as his mother became pregnant with him, Mesa Aviv, his father died. Yoladito, as soon as his mother gave birth to him, Mesa Imo, his mother died, so he actually never met his parents. V'chein Abaye had the same story, never met his parents. So you see that even though a person was life handed him a lemon, he was given a really difficult lot in life, he could still become someone great. Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye, they didn't let it get in their way of achieving greatness. So ask the Gemara, is that true that Abaye didn't have a mother? Eini v'amar Abaye amrli aim. All over Shas, Abaye says the words, amrli aim. Mommy taught me this, mommy taught me that. Why is he always quoting mommy if he never even met mommy? So as Gemara, hahi mar benisei havai. It wasn't his mother that he's always quoting, it was his omenes, his the caretaker, right, the woman who brought him up. So he learned a lot of important lessons from her as well. A couple of more main points over here, that you can accept service from a mother but not from a father. And then the third one is that even though Rabbi Tarfon served as a footstool for his mother, it's not nearly enough. And Rabbi Yochanan says you're better off never having met your parents.
That's four or two?
So that's three. I put that all together. Rav Asi Avalei Ima Zakena. Rav Asi had an elderly mother. Amrele, she said to him, Bina Tachshitin, I want jewelry. So Avalei, he made her jewelry. Or Tachshitin sometimes means perfumes. So he made her perfumes. Bina Gavra, I want a man. Na'ayinach, okay, I'll go on, saw you at Sinai or J-Date or whatever, I'll try to find you a man. Bina Gavra Deshaber Kavaseich, I want a man as good as you. Shavka Vazal Aretz Yisrael. That's impossible. He went to Aretz Yisrael. He said, she's crazy. Yeah, you couldn't do that. Shamadika Azla Abasrei. He heard that she was coming to Aretz Yisrael. Asal Kavid Rabbi Yochanan. So he went to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Ma'u Latzis Maratzel Chutz La'aretz. He says, can I leave Aretz Yisrael? Meaning his intention was he wanted to go out to greet his mother on her way to Aretz Yisrael. So he says, am I allowed to leave Aretz Yisrael? Because normally it's Asr to leave Aretz Yisrael. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Asr, it's Asr. You're not allowed to leave Aretz Yisrael. Likros Ima Mahu. What about if I just want to go greet my mother? Amalei eni yodea. He says, I don't know, I'm not sure about that. Itrach porta, so he waited a little while. Hadarasa, and then he came and asked the question again. Amalei asi nisratzis lotzis. He says, Asi, it's apparent that you really want to go. Hamokam yachzir chalashalom. Hashem should send you in peace, should send you back to Chutz La'aretz in peace. You should have hatzlach in your trip. Asal kamed Rab Lazar. Then he went to Rab Lazar and repeated this whole conversation that he had with Rabbi Yochanan. And Amra Lei, and Rav Asi was concerned. He said, Chas v'shalom dilma mirtach ratach. I hope Rabbi Yochanan's not angry at me. Maybe he's angry at me for asking if I'm allowed to go. Amra Lei my Amralach. So Rab Lazar said to him, well, what exactly did Rabbi Yochanan say to you, when he told you to go? Amra Lei, he said, what Rabbi Yochanan said to me was, Hamokom yachzir chalashalom. That Hashem should send me in peace. So Amalei, Rabbi Lazar said to Rav Asi, "V'misa deratach." If he was angry at you, love him mevarich lach. He would have said, "Do what you want." He would not have given you a bracha. There's no way he would have been mevarich you. Adahachi v'ahachi. While all of this back and forth was going on, Shama la arona dekasi. He heard that it was not his mother coming to visit him. It was in fact her aron that was coming, meaning she was already deceased, and it was her coffin that was coming to Israel to be buried. Amar iyadi lo nafki. And he said, had I known that it was that she was dead, I would not have left Eretz Yisrael. That it's worth leaving Eretz Yisrael to go greet a living parent. It's not worth leaving Eretz Yisrael to go greet a deceased parent. So the main point is Rav Asi wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael to greet his mother, but he would not have done so had he known she was dead. Tan Rabbana. Brisa teaches us, Mechabdo b'chayev and Mechabdo b'mos. So you should honor your parents while they are alive, and you should honor your parents while they are dead. B'chayev, Kate said, how does one honor a living parent? Hanishma b'dvar aviv. If you hear something, b'dvar aviv l'makom. If you know that people will respect the word of your father or the requests of your father in a certain place, and they'll also respect you, meaning if you ask for the same thing, they'll do it for you or they'll do it for your father. Lo yomar, don't say, shalchuni bishvil atzmi, send me for my own sake, because I'm requesting it. Maruni bishvil atzmi, rush me out for me, for my sake. Patruni bishvil atzmi, make me the shliach, for my sake. Elukul bishvil abba. If you know that they would listen for the honor of your father, don't ask for them to do it for your own honor. Ask them to do it for the honor of your father. And that way you're giving credit to your father. Bimoso Ketzad, Rashi, by the way, adds that if you know that they're not going to listen if you say do it for dad, they're only going to listen if you say do it for you, then you should dafka not say do it for dad, because that's a gnai. That's disrespectful. I mean, you're going to put them in a position to say, for your dad, we're not doing anything for your dad, so that you shouldn't do. It's only if you know that they're going to listen when you say, please do this for my dad, that you should say it. Bimoso Ketzad, how does one honor a deceased parent? Hayomer Dvar Shmua Mipiv, if you're quoting the parent, Lo yomar, do not say, kach omar Abba, so says Abba. Elo, rather, what should you say? Kach omar Abba mori areini kaparas mishkava. You should say, so says my father, my master, I should be an atonement for his death. Which means that instead of him having to suffer through Gehenim, I should suffer down here, and that should be a kapara, he should rise in Olam Abba. Vahani mili tok shnei masor chodesh. But that phrase should only be said within 12 months of his death. Mikan ve'elach, after 12 months of his death, Omer, you should say instead, zichrono levracha l'chai olam haba. Just say zichrono levracha l'chai olam haba. Sometimes you'll see the abbreviation Zayin Lamed Lamed Hey Hey. Sometimes you see Zatzal, sometimes you see Zayin Lamed, sometimes you see Zayin Lamed Lamed Hey Hey. What that means, what that's an abbreviation for is Zichrono Levracha Lechaye Ha'olam Haba. That's the way one should refer to a deceased parent after 12 months. Why 12 months? What's the magic about 12 months? So very important, Rashi. Mikan Ve'elach, says Rashi, Kvar Kibel Masha Kibel. He already got whatever punishment he's going to get in the Olam Emes. She'ein Mishpat Rishay Yisrael B'Gehenim El Yid Beis Chodesh. Even the most evil of Rishayim only get 12 months in Gehenim. So once he already got his full kapara, you don't have to talk about his atonement anymore. So main point, honor your father during his lifetime by crediting him with any shlichus. And in his death, by saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, or Zichron Levracha L'chayel Mabba. Tan Rabbanan, last little bit. Tan Rabbanan, we have a b'raisa. Chacham Mishan Hashem Avishem Rabbo. Chacham, when he quotes his father or his Rebbe, should change the name a little bit. Shouldn't say their names, because he's not supposed to call them by their first names. He has to say Mori V'Rabbi, Avi Mori, so he has to do that. Torgamon, but the Torgamon who announces the whole shir out loud for everyone to hear, Eino Mishan Lo Shem Av Lo Shem Rabbo, does not have to change the names of the father or the Rebbe. Says Gemara, Avu Adaman, whose father, whose Rebbe does the Torgamon not have to change the names of? Ile Ma'avu Adaman Torgamon, if we're talking about the father of the Torgamon himself, Atu Torgamon Lav Bar Chiyuvahu, why, you think the Torgamon is not Chayiv in Kibud Aveim? Of course he's Chayiv in Kibud Aveim. Why wouldn't he have to change the name of his father or his Rebbe? Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava says, Shem Aviv Shal Chacham V'Shem Rabo Shal Chacham. When the Torgamon is quoting the father or the Rebbe of the Chacham, the Torgamon is allowed to say their real names. So the Chacham will whisper to the Torgamon, I heard from Avi Mori, let's say it's, Rav Salveitch giving shir, he would say to the Torgamon, I heard from Avi Mori. Then the Torgamon would say that Maisha Salveitchik said like this. He's allowed to say exactly the name, because it wasn't his father. He had the Marbar Avashi, just like Marbar Ravashi, ki avadarish bepirka, when he would say shir in the public lecture, Iu Amar Abba Mari, he would say Abba Mari, va Amore Amar, his Torgamon would say, Hachi Amar Ravashi, this is what Ravashi said, meaning he would actually say the name. So the last main point, a Chacham can't say his own father's name, but the Torgamon can say the Chacham's father's name.